AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Democrats who want to be president face off soon in another debate, this one in Flint, Michigan. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith joins us live from Flint with the latest.
Carlotta, both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have decried the events that led to residents of this city drinking lead-tainted water for nearly 2 years. Both have said Flint's predominantly black residents were abandoned by the state. Sanders adds he wants GOP Governor Rick Snyder to resign over the crisis. But like many Rust Belt cities, Flint's also been hard hit by manufacturing jobs vanishing to Mexico and Asia. So 2 days ahead of Michigan's all-important primary, Sanders will use tonight's debate to attack Clinton for backing previous free trade deals, though she has come out against the Trans-Pacific trade deal negotiated by President Obama. Carlotta?
AP correspondent Mark Smith joining us live from Flint. The death of former First Lady Nancy Reagan is bringing back memories of the love story between Ronald and Nancy Reagan.
To Arnold Schwarzenegger, Nancy Reagan was one of the greatest first ladies. The former California governor says her death reunites her with her husband, former President Ronald Reagan.
She will join him now in heaven, and this love affair between the two of them will start all over again.
The Reagan's idea of a good time? This is former press secretary Sheila Tate.
I can still remember them having dinner, sitting in his study, in easy chairs with TV trays pulled up and their dinner on TV trays.
And Nancy Reagan later became a caregiver for her husband until his death in 2004. I'm Ed Donahue.
It's a good day for Marco Rubio. The senator from Florida has won his second Republican presidential contest, the Puerto Rico primary. He will collect all 23 of the U.S. territory's delegates. This is AP Radio News. A month after Denver's triumph in Super Bowl 50, quarterback Peyton Manning has informed Broncos management he's retiring. AP pro football writer Arnie Stapleton reports it does not come as a surprise.
This was his most difficult season by far. He injured his left heel, actually the plantar fascia near his left heel, way back in July, really. And it bothered him for the whole season, and it really affected his throwing, and it led to the worst statistical season of his career across the board.
The man who found a wing fragment of the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 last year has now found something else on the same French island in the Indian Ocean, nearly in the same spot. He says he's turned over the unidentified gray item with a blue border to authorities for examination. The discovery came just days after an American found an airplane part in Mozambique. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.